Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we go live to New York. CBS's Michael Wallace, who's got his finger on the pulse of everything that's going on, don't you, Michael?
I need more fingers, Larry.
Obviously, the big news is this government shutdown, day 38, longest in history, but travel in particular, we don't know exactly what's going to transpire here in the next week, starting with today. But that said, are you hearing anything that would indicate there is any movement in Washington to try to get a done deal and open the government?
Yeah, not really. I mean, there's another vote today. Republicans are trying a little something different today. This plan that they're going to vote on involves a vote on advancing the House's continuing resolution and then amending it to include some long-term appropriation bills and an extension of government funding beyond the next date, which is November 21st. But Democrats still seem pretty, entrenched on this idea that they want those, enhanced tax credits for Obamacare included in any deal. So there'll be another vote today, but it doesn't seem like anything is going to come out of it. And then the Senate leaves for the weekend, so all this would continue until at least Monday.
Michael, I'm reading in your CBS News website that there is a promise, apparently, to hold a vote on extending health care subsidies. Would that be a good thing for the Democrat? Would a couple peel away?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible a couple could peel away. I mean, the hope is, right, on both sides, the hope is two or three people on the other side of the aisle will say, you know what, we've had a couple of close calls with airlines in the sky and on runways. We've got tired air traffic controllers. We've got all these government employees now, lining up at food banks. You know what, I'm gonna break with my party. I'm going to vote for this thing just so we can get this government open, and then we can tackle all the other issues later. That's the hope that both sides have. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon, though.
And if they open the government, Paul and I understand that it wouldn't be open long before they'd be right back to trying to do it again. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, whatever they agree to now, there's that November 21st date. That would be the next deadline. So even if they came up with a deal in the next 10 minutes, well, now you're 2 weeks away from another deadline, and we could be right back in the same situation all over again. It's a mess.
We're with CBS's Michael Wallace. That said, many people, including 2 million in the state of Pennsylvania who have some food insecurity and receive SNAP benefits, continue to wait. Now, the latest we heard was they're going to fund half of it with contingency money, but it may take a long time before any of that reaches any recipients.
And Michael, now we have the new twist, of course, with the federal judge ordering the Trump administration to pay the full amount for November.
Yeah, full amount, which the Trump administration appealed right away. I think the term the administration used was, that's an absurd ruling. The White House said we can't have a federal court telling the president how to triage this. Yeah, so, first of all, that appeal has already been filed. 50%, 100%, even if you get 100% of it funded through contingency funds and everything else, it's going to take, from the experts we've heard, it will take weeks to get those payments ramped up again and onto people's, EBTA card that they used to use their benefits. So, again, just like with the government shutdown and getting the airlines back on track, getting the SNAP benefits back on track, if and when a deal is reached, is going to take weeks before everything's back up to full speed.
Well, that said, I'm curious, if a miracle happens and they would open the government today, I wonder how long it would take through that route to get SNAP benefits restarted.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but everything that we've been told is say it would be at least a week or two to even get that going if you didn't have contingency plans involved, if it were just the government and a new spending bill. Here's your money, get to it, get the money to the people. It takes a while to, you know, start, get people back in their offices, government employees. They got to restart that. USDA employees who handle SNAP benefits and you know, administer them, they got to get back up to speed. They got to get their computer systems going. They got to get the money to the right accounts and whatnot. So, yeah, it's going to take at least several days once this deal is reached, whenever that is.
Flying anywhere soon, Michael?
Well, I do have something planned for Christmas. I'm hoping we're done by then. I mean, what a mess today, right? Well, actually, I just had the FlightAware site up. We have 10,000 delays already today, 1,100 cancellations. This, of course, due to the new administration decision to cut flights at 40 high impact airports. 4% of the flights today at those 40 airports are being cut, and by next week that's going to be ramped up to 10% of all flights at those airports. So yeah, a lot of experts are saying if you're flying, you know, pack some extra clothes if you can, pack some extra medication, because you may be stranded for a day or two while they figure out this schedule.
You know, I was just looking at this page. In fact, I was going to be talking about it as we ended our conversation. And there's something crazy about this FlightAware website that drives me nuts. You see the total delays, 10,763. And then you look in the one below it, it says delays within the United States, 690. And then you look at the cancellations. That's a lower number. I don't know why they don't just put the lower numbers up there and leave the totals out. Right?
You have enough misery to deal with already, right?
Yeah.
All right, Michael, as always, appreciate your time and input. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys, you too. Thanks.
CBS is Michael Wallace.
And getting back to the FlightAware website, out of curiosity, I just kind of paged down a few minutes ago to see which airlines were canceling the most flights.
And?
Now, listen, these are the top six airlines that have canceled the most flights. Listen to the names of the airlines. This is just what we heard from Bobby last hour. Number one, SkyWest, regional carrier. Number two, Southwest. Number three, Republic, regional carrier. Number four, Endeavor Air, regional carrier. Number five, United. Number six, Envoy Air, another regional carrier.
And we had a travel expert named Bobby Lorry on last hour, and he told us it'll be the regional flights that get scratched because they don't make as much money. And that makes sense from an economic standpoint. And that, good digging on your part, Paul. But that said, back to the SNAP benefits, I was thinking about, guess what? If you have 2 million people in the state of Pennsylvania without vouchers through the program, which is SNAP is the new name of food stamps in the last few years, right?
Yeah.
They're not spending at the grocery stores.
There's an economic impact, isn't
grocery
there?
Grocery stores must be going out of their minds because that's a lot of money that people don't have to spend at the grocery stores. You know, just fallout effect.
Even the people who are using SNAP as a supplement to their budget from food, they're going to pull back by that amount at least, right?
Yeah, so you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars taken out of the food economy, and people are struggling and suffering. And I hope they find a way. It doesn't seem likely today. And then if, as Michael Wallace pointed out, what's trending, T?
Flights.
Oh, man. This is putting, because so many people want to plan for their holiday travel, not just Thanksgiving.
Yes, I do. I travel for Christmas every year. And I am just like,
There's a lot in limbo.
My daughter, Kayla, she flew out yesterday. She went to Jacksonville to see my daughter. So she was able, she wasn't involved in all of this, but she had some friends that are flying in from Columbus to Atlanta, I think she said, and then from Atlanta to Jacksonville.
Well, some of those short hops on the regional airlines are in jeopardy.
Yes, big time. So we have our fingers crossed and hoping that everything works out. But this is not good.
It's not good. And I also,
I'm just saying it just in general. I don't care. Party, affiliation.
Forget the party politics.
This is devastating for
nobody
some people.
Nobody who is a staff recipient cares about the politics today. They just want it solved. You could argue about everything else
later, but people, I've read lots and lots and lots of stories from people who literally have nothing. I mean, nothing to eat. You know, when I was out at the food bank, I'm asking questions because I'm like, how many times can you visit
right
a location? Like, how many times can you go? I think it's twice a week you can, you know, go and grab, you know, grab and go and get the things that you need. But the longer, it's worse than the pandemic.
Is that what
levels?
They said?
Yes.
I heard in your report,
that
and I'm thinking to myself,
very disturbing to me. The pandemic levels. That is tough. And I mean, you look around, just look on social media and you see people rely heavily on SNAP benefits.
2 million
in
Pennsylvania.
2 million Pennsylvanians. And
130,000 in Allegheny County.
Yes, alone.
To give you some idea.
Yeah, so.
And like I said to Paul, think of the economic impact. Think of all the grocers who sell the food.
They make their money. I mean, well, no matter how you feel about it, let me tell you this. They make their money off of food stamps. They make at SNAP benefits.
Well, when they spend it, I mean, sure. So they're getting hit hard too. And then is that food, how do they plan? It's hurting them economically.
Absolutely.
Too.
Are you going to, the meat that sits there? I mean,
it's causing a lot of ripple effect and it's hurting people and it's hurting families and children and older Americans. So,
and at times like this, Larry, businesses don't just snap back just like that. You know, it's been, what, 38 days today,
the longest
right?
Government shutdown in history.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I recommend if you are even, it's so easy to do, reach out to your politicians, your United States congressmen or women, Fetterman, and at least Fetterman and McCormick are aligned on this particular issue. And for feeding people, I hope they get something done, but it doesn't seem like it's going to happen
today.
I
wouldn't care what anyone said.
Let them know that you're upset.
And I've been there. I was a single mom of three. I mean, I received SNAP benefits, child care partnership, all of these programs that helped me get from point A to point B. So I'm a product of this. I know how it works. I know how it affects a person when they don't have the assistance at hand. This is devastating, Larry. This is hurtful to see, you know, and across the board, Larry, we have got to get to a better place. This is unbelievable. But anyway,
that said, there was a movie called Network years ago, and there was a scene, and this reminds me of it.
That's right.
That's how a lot of people are feeling right now.
Absolutely. Knock on wood. Absolutely.
Hey, one other trending note, they've been publishing for 207 years, the Farmer's Almanac will no longer publish. The one for 2026, which is out, will not.
Why?
It doesn't make, you know, they don't want to print. They're not getting, you know, social media.
So how would you get the information? So, just go online? Is that what they're
No,
asking?
They're dropping their online at the end of this year,
oh,
too.
My
so it's just
going to
go away. This was up.
Were they not telling the truth? Is that
No. It's just the cost
kidding.
Of doing this
I'm
stuff.
Just kidding.
You know, these are great little tidbits. You know, people just enjoyed it.
I mean, yeah, you read through it and you get, you know, the good little information.
The weather,
things,
the moons,
the weather,
the
moons,
the food.
And, yeah, I mean.
Great sayings.
Cost. They're probably saving a large amount of money.
They're going out of business.
Right? Oh, they're going out of business.
There's no, forget the cost. It's too.
Oh, wow.
They're done after this year.
So we can depend on you.
Think about the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette publishing for 239 years and you get two papers a week, one on Thursday, and still they print the Sunday edition.
Right.
But at some point, that'll go too. That's what's trending, T.
Are you leaving? Are you going out of town?
No.
Pumpkin spice or apple cinnamon? Fall flavors, what do you say?
Apple cinnamon.
Me too. Yeah. Apple cinnamon.
All right, we finally
agree
on
something. I'm not a pumpkin
something.
Girl. I'm not a pumpkin. I'm a sweet potato pie.
Tim Myra Rush, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is the Big K Morning Show, getting ready for the weekend. We've got Friday Night Lights, our high school playoff game of the week. McKeesport versus Thomas Jefferson at Char Valley. Our coverage begins at 6. We have the Veterans Day Parade tomorrow morning starting at 10:30 in downtown Pittsburgh. And another event on Sunday. And our next guest, Troy Schooley, is the CEO at P3R. Troy, you can see him, by the way, on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, we were together 2 weeks ago at Robert Morris University, a really great sports summit, and part of that was the NFL draft comes to Pittsburgh. And Troy, you were part of that. You put on big events, yeah. So, and I know you're part of the conversation, and you've got an event on Sunday.
Got a big one coming up on Sunday. Thanks for mentioning Robert Morris, though, Larry, and thanks for being there. That was such a great event. They do such a great job with their sport management program, so it's always nice to give back. So, but yeah, we have another big event coming up this Sunday, the EQT 10-miler. It'll be another record year. This is our 13th year doing it, but this year is the first time that it's went over 5,500 participants. So we're excited to welcome people. We've got 33 states represented on Sunday in 4 different countries. So it's always great to get people in from around the world into our city for the weekend. So we're excited.
All right, run us through what we need to know. I know that the race itself, the 10K, is going to start at 7:30, but there's a lot of other things that go into it.
Yeah, 10K will start at 7:30 on West General Robinson Street, right outside of PNC Park. The 10-miler will start at 8:30, right outside of Highmark Stadium, on West Carson. So, some of the roads will start closing around 6:30. The finish line is on Liberty, so we'll have that shut down till around 11 a.m., but really minimal impact for anybody trying to get around the city. Hopefully the weather's great, but we're just excited to welcome people, get out and move with us on Sunday. It's a unique course, Larry. It's essentially our half marathon course backwards. So it's 10 miles of our half marathon course. You know, you get to run over the West End Bridge, which is a great view of our city, the North Shore and through the stadium. So it's a really exciting course that people always give us great feedback that they loved running the half marathon course backwards.
And this has grown, as you indicated, but just the whole, the concept of just running. I feel like Forrest right. Gump, I'm just running.
You're right. I mean, there's a running boom going on in the country right now, and you know, we're taking full advantage of it here in Pittsburgh. You know, I think we're essentially leading the way. This year, we're expecting 50,000 runners for our Pittsburgh Marathon, which will be one of the top 10 marathons in the country if we get to 50,000. So people are getting out and moving. We've really leaned into the movement aspect of it. You don't need to be an elite runner. We just want you out there, whether it's walking, jogging, or running with us, because we know at the end of the day, when you cross that finish line, you're going to feel better about yourself and probably get out the next day and say, hey, this made me feel really good. Let's continue to on this journey of running, and maybe you run your first half marathon or marathon. If not, you can continue to run 5Ks and feel good about yourself, not just physically, Larry, but mentally, I think.
I think that's a great relief for a lot of people. Stress reliever definitely yep. is to go out and run. To your point, you don't have to be a marathoner to enjoy the benefits of running.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Troy, good luck on Sunday. Always appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Larry, for having me on.
Troy Schooley, the CEO at P3R. And by the way, you can go to Pittsburgh10miler.org to get details. Still not too late to get involved. That's Pittsburgh10miler.org.
With more than 800 flights cut today, travelers have good reason for concern.
Tons of anxiety.
It's nerve-wracking.
I'm actually more worried about getting back.
And that's the sentiment of a lot of people. Getting there may be one thing, especially early before it goes to the full 10%. But getting back, people have a lot of anxiety.
As we heard earlier from one of our guests, it's regional flights that the airlines will be canceling first because they're less profitable, obviously, than New York to Los Angeles. Here in Pittsburgh, we have four cancellations so far today. Regional jet flights that were bound for JFK, Philadelphia, LaGuardia, or Newark that would be split between American, Delta, and United Airlines. But again, those would be their regional carriers.
Correct.
Moving on. In Louisville, it's now 13 dead, 9 missing after the UPS crash. And the mayor says they're working on a grim task now of finding and identifying the other victims.
The teams will be out there searching through the debris now in what's called a delayering search.
And even though we were told yesterday by an aviation expert the official NTSB investigation may take up to 2 years, they're getting hints that there were issues with the aircraft's engine attachment.
And at PPG Paints Arena.
The puck smartly moving around on this power play for Pittsburgh. And Rust, he was the shooter. Kindle seen pass. Shot!
So Sidney leads the NHL now with 11 power play goals. He scored 2 last night.
And he outplayed Alexander Ovechkin for the Washington Capitals, who the night before notched his 900th, which is the most goals in NHL history. And halfway through the first period, they showed a video of that goal to the crowd, and they gave Ovi a standing ovation.
Awesome.
And his team... And the Penguin players, all, you know how they tap their sticks? And then Ovi gave a wave to the crowd. So it was a nice moment of sportsmanship. Imagine that, Paul. Sportsmanship.
Here's a concept we would like to have a little more of on Capitol Hill.
Thank you. Meanwhile, Penguins are the hottest team in hockey right now.
In that highlight, did you hear who... fed Crosby the pass that turned into the goal?
This young guy.
Ben Kindle, the rookie. He's on the power play. He's on the line with Crosby.
He's like 12 years old.
He's playing out of his head. He's terrific.
Yeah, he's been a difference maker.
I think we have a star in the making.
We do. And we have a new coach. And sometimes that can be the difference.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.